Hello everyone, welcome back to Fantasy Schmodown. I'm your host Trevor, and today this is episode 57, I think. But today we have a double header, a live event card essentially, and this was suggested to me by Sam Levine Rules on Reddit. And it is two team civil wars. The first one we have is the Wildberry Civil War, Josh Macuga versus Elliot Dewberry. So as you know, at the beginning of season 7 at the draft, Shannon Barney split up the Wildberries by drafting Elliot Dewberry right after Winston Marshall took Josh Macuga. And the Wildberries were no more. And we were supposed to get a Macuga versus Dewberry matchup. But as the season's winding down, it doesn't look like we are going to be getting it. We still may. But as of now, it looks like we won't be getting it. So we are going to go ahead and simulate that. And then also, there has been, when Snyder appeared on Backstage a couple weeks ago, he had talked about how he, at the end of the season, might be looking to move away from Mark and Draco in The Odd Couple and Roxy Shryer, possibly, I don't know, a Patriots reunion. But with the prospect of the Odd Couple possibly splitting up, Jeff Snyder saying and Draco needs to pull his weight on the team. We'll see who is really the better player, Snyder or Draco. Both of these matches are just going to be three rounders. But yeah, if you're new here, how we simulate matches. If a player has a 70% accuracy, it's all based on accuracy rates, which you can find them all at theschmodownlive.com. But if they have a 70% accuracy rate for each question, do a random number generator between 0 and 100. Okay? If it is 70 or below, with 70 being their accuracy rate, they get it. If it is 71 or above, they would miss the question. And we do that for each question for each player and then just simulate a Schmodown match. But let's get started. Josh Macuga, the Wild Man, versus Elliot, the Mountain Dewberry. Here we go. Eight questions in round number one from eight different categories. Get them all right. If you get a Dewberry, perfect round, you will get a bonus question asked just to you. So here we go. Josh Macuga versus Elliot Dewberry. Question number one. The category is action adventure. Action adventure. Starting out with Josh Macuga. He hits and Elliot Dewberry misses. So Josh Macuga goes up 1-0 after question number one. So no Dewberry for Dewberry today. Question number two will come in the category of famous directors. Famous directors. And Dewberry hits and Macuga hits. So 2-1. Josh Macuga still holds the lead. Question number three will come in the category of dramas. Dramas. Starting out with Josh Macuga. He misses. And so does Dewberry. Of course, the Wildberries miss dramas. So no perfect rounds today. I don't think we were expecting any. But Macuga still holds a 2-1 lead over Elliot Dewberry. Question number four. Question number four is going to be from the category of 90s movies. 90s movies. To Dewberry, he is going to miss. And to Macuga. Macuga hits, which puts him up 3-1 after four questions. Question number five will be from the category of fantasy sci-fi. Fantasy sci-fi. To Macuga, he hits. And it's another miss from Dewberry. Macuga now has a 4-1 lead over Elliot Dewberry. Question number six, the category is comedy. And Dewberry misses, and so does Macuga. So we keep at 4-1. Question number seven, horror thriller to Macuga. Well, Macuga hits a horror question, and Dewberry misses. Well, Macuga's just blowing out Dewberry. 5-1. Josh Macuga has the lead. Final question in the category of animated movies to Elliot Dewberry. He hits one here, and so does Josh Macuga. So the fi they're not the final score, but the score after round number one, Josh Macuga 6, Elliot Dewberry 2. who do very not with a great performance in one, only getting 2 of the 8. Find himself, though, only 4 back from Makuga. Makuga with a better than average performance, you could say. But, so now heading into round number 2, Josh Makuga with a 4-point lead over Elliot Dewberry, 6-2. He will spin the wheel, or actually he has the choice to either spin the wheel or defer to Elliot Dewberry. And he will be deferring to Dewberry, which means that Dewberry will spin the wheel. Whatever he lands on, he can either keep it or he can spin away. But if he does decide to spin away, he must take a second category. Whatever he does end up with, though, he'll get 4 questions in that category, each worth 2 points. He can drop down the multiple choice if he'd like, but that makes it worth only 1 point. If he gets a question wrong, Makuga can steal, and then Makuga will do the same thing, spin the wheel, get 4 questions, etc. So, here's Dewberry's first spin. Biopics. Will Elliot Dewberry keep biopics or spin away? He's going to spin away. So now he must take whatever he lands on here. And his second spin is Will Smith taking it off the board from Makuga. And this could do well for Dewberry, but he does have to be wary of steals, because you know Josh Makuga is going to be ready for some steals in Will Smith. So, here we go. Question number 1 for Elliot Dewberry in the category of Will Smith. Question number 1, he misses over to Makuga. Oh wow, Makuga misses the steal as well, and we stay at 6-2. Question number 2 now, to Dewberry, another miss, and another miss from Makuga. This is not going well for either competitor here. Dewberry, question number 3, misses once again. And here Makuga picks up a 2-point steal. The score is currently 8-2. And Dewberry's final question, he is going to go multiple choice. Probably should have done that a little bit earlier. And he hits it off the multiple choice. So after his round, he gets 1 point out of the 8. Makuga picks up a 2-point steal, and the score is Josh Makuga 8, Elliot Dewberry 3. So now it's time for Makuga's spin. If he's up by 11 or more points at the end of this round, it will be a knockout. He's currently up by 5. So if he's picks up 6 points and is 14-3, it will be a second round knockout. Here we go. Let's see what Makuga spins. I would have expected Dewberry to do a little bit better there, and Makuga to do a little bit better in stealing. Makuga gets Tom Cruise, though. Tom Cruise movies, and you have to think this is up his alley, and he will be keeping the category. So here we go, Josh Makuga. 4 questions in the category of Tom Cruise. Question number 1. He's going to go multiple choice on it. And he will miss the multiple choice. So now we go over to Elliot Dewberry for the 1-point steal on the multiple choice. And Dewberry picks up a steal. Dewberry needs these steals. And it is now 8-4. Josh Makuga in the lead. This is why this match is the undercard. Not expecting high scoring. Just hopefully a close match. So now question number 2 for Josh Makuga. He misses to Dewberry for the 2-point steal. And Dewberry misses as well. Got you guys thinking maybe he didn't. No. Of course Dewberry missed. 8-4. 8-4. Question number 3 for Josh Makuga. Another miss to Dewberry. And Dewberry picks up a 2-point steal. So now the score is 8-6, and it's only a 2-point game. And we're going to have a game heading into the final round. Question number 4 for Makuga, his final question. He misses to Dewberry. We have a tie game. Wow, so Dewberry does better in Makuga's round than Makuga. Dewberry picks up 5 points in Josh Makuga's round. Or no. No, yeah, 5 points in Josh Makuga's round. He gets 1 in his own. Makuga is able to steal 2 points from Dewberry, but get none of his own. And that gets us to where we stand, 8-8. I mean, it wasn't pretty, but we have a tight game heading into the final round. A low-scoring game, but a tight game between Josh Maguga and Elliot Dewberry. So now how this will work. Competitors will get a 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. The question will go to whoever is currently losing. Since we are tied, Josh Maguga is the favorite. So that means that Dewberry will be getting his 2-pointer first. We could see sudden death between the Wild Berries here. There's a possibility. Elliot Dewberry's category is Julia Roberts for his 2-point question. And he misses it. He misses it, so now this gives Maguga an opportunity. His category is Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell movies. And Josh Maguga has taken the lead 10-8 over Elliot Dewberry. So now we bounce over to Dewberry once again for his 3-point question. Now it'll be from the category of Meryl Streep movies. Meryl Streep movies. And he will hit it. Elliot Dewberry hits it. And now he's going to force Maguga to answer one, so we will not be getting sudden death. But Elliot Dewberry now has an 11-10 lead heading over to Maguga for his 3-pointer, which will be in the category of Catherine Bigelow movies. Catherine Bigelow movies. For 3 points, and to take back the lead, Josh Maguga is going to hit it. So picking up some steam now. In the final round, Maguga hasn't missed in the final round, but it could come back down to this. The score is 13-11. Josh Maguga currently has the lead. They're each down to their 5-pointers, but Elliot Dewberry is losing, so he will go. If he hits his 5-pointer, he will force Maguga to hit his 5 to win. If Maguga misses that, Dewberry will be the winner. But if Dewberry misses this question, Josh Maguga will be your winner, 13-11. Elliot Dewberry's category is Jim Henson movies. Jim Henson. For 5 points, Elliot Dewberry. And your winner, Josh the Wild Man Maguga, 13-11. It wasn't the prettiest of matches, but Maguga does come out the victor in a fairly respectable score, 13-11. It wasn't pretty through those first couple rounds, but Josh Maguga just having a lot better of a round one than Dewberry, 4 points better. And that ended up being the deciding factor in the end. So, 13-11. Josh Maguga is your winner in today's match. But now let's shift over to the main event between Jeff Snyder and Mark Andrika. We have another team civil war. And this one I feel should be more high scoring. But let's see. So you guys know the rules and how this works. Let's just get right into Snyder and Andrika. Again, just like last time, 8 questions in round one. Form 8 different categories. Get them all right, you will get a bonus question. So let's just jump right into Snyder and Andrika. Question number 1. The category is action adventure. Action adventure. Snyder hits and Andrika hits. We start off 1-1. This is the main event, and I'm expecting it definitely to be more high scoring than what we got last in the undercard. Question number 2 now, the category is Oscars. The Oscars. Mark Andrika hits. Jeff Snyder hits. We're tied at 2. Now, question number 3 is going to come from dramas. Dramas. Snyder will hit. Andrika will hit. And now we're tied at 3. So far, nobody has missed that. That First Blood is definitely could definitely have a big effect on the match. We've seen that definitely in Inner Geekdom, and with a match that's going to be as tight as this one, you could see the same effect. Question 4 will come from the world of new releases. New releases to Mark Andrika. Hits, and Snyder hits. Halfway through round number one, we are tied at 4. Both players are perfect thus far. Question 5 will be in fantasy sci-fi. To Mark and Draco, he hits. Snyder and Draco, they both hit, though. 5-5. Wow, this is a great match. Question 6 is from comedy. Comedy. To Andrico, he hits, and Snyder hits. 6-6. 6-6. Question number 7 will come from the world of horror thriller. To Jeff Snyder, our first miss, and Mark Andrico takes the lead, fitting it's on a horror question for Mark Andrico. 7-6, Snyder will not be getting a perfect round. And now if Mark Andrico can hit this last question, he will be the only player in this match to be getting that perfect round. The category is animated, and we head to Mark Andrico first. And he hits it for the perfect round. Jeff Snyder will also hit it, but that one horror question miss for Jeff Snyder costs him, as now it is 7-8. Mark Andrico for his bonus question for getting the perfect round. It's just a mixed bag. And he misses the bonus, which means that we only have a 1-point game heading into round number 2. The score is Mark Andrico 8, Jeff Snyder 7. Here we go. So, round number 2. Mark Andrico does have the lead, so he gets to decide whether he would like to go or defer to Jeff Snyder, and he will be deferring, letting Jeff Snyder go first. So Jeff Snyder will receive 4 questions, each worth 2 points in whatever he spins. He can either take his first spin or spin away when, in that case, he must take his second spin. But yes, 4 questions in whatever category he gets, each worth 2 points. He can drop to multiple choice if he'd like. That makes it worth only 1 point. Gets a question wrong, and Draco can steal. So Jeff Snyder stepping up to the wheel. For his first spin, this got Inner Geekdom, and he's going to be spinning away from that. And Jeff Snyder, he has to stick with Kate Winslet. Kate Winslet movies. So here we go. 4 questions for Jeff Snyder in the category of Kate Winslet. Here we go. Question number 1. He's going to hit it for 2 points right off the bat. Question number 2. Hits it for another 2 points. Question number 3. Another 2 points. Question 4, another 2 points. Jeff Snyder runs through that round. 15-8 is now the score. And Draco will have to go perfect, just as Snyder did, to hold on to his 1-point lead. Again, the score is 15-8. Jeff Snyder in a very fast round, too. So now we go to Mark Andrico. For his spin of the wheel, he gets the category of directors. Directors. Will he take it or will he spin away? He's going to be spinning away from the category of directors and instead getting mixed bag. Mixed bag. This can be literally anything for Andrico. Let's see how he does. Here we go. Question number 1 for Mark Andrico. And he misses it. But Snyder is not able to pick up the steal. Question number 2 for Andrico. He's able to hit this one. Make it a 15-10 game. 15-10. Question number 3 now. He hits it once again. 15-12. And Andrico's final question in the round of mixed bag. He hits it. But Jeff Snyder has taken the lead after Andrico goes perfect in round 1. And Snyder just got one less. The inverse happened in round 2. Snyder goes perfect. And Andrico gets one less. But since the point totals double in round 2, the score is now Jeff Snyder 15, Mark Andrico 14. No chance of sudden death here. But we're going to head into the final round. And I'm expecting just a tennis match back and forth. How this will work. Their competitors will get a 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. The question will always go to whoever is currently losing. We will start with Mark Andrico, since he is down by 1 point, to take the lead. His first category is Alfred Hitchcock. Alfred Hitchcock movies. Mark and Draco for 2 points. Ooh. And it is a miss from Mark and Draco. Costly miss. So now we go to his three-pointer in the category of Anne Hathaway. And, okay. In the category of Anne Hathaway for 3 points. It's another miss, and Draco is falling apart. And it now comes down to his five-pointer. If he misses this, Snyder will win via TKO. His category is Jim Carrey movies. Stay in the game. He will hit it for 5 points, and now it goes over to Snyder. But he just has to hit his two and his three to win. Two very costly misses for Mark and Draco with his 2 and 3 point questions. So now we go over to Snyder. His 2-pointer is from the category of, comes back to haunt him, Inner Geekdom for Snyder's 2-pointer. But he hits it. He hits it for 2 points. Snyder hitting an Inner Geekdom question. And now the score is 19-17. If Jeff Snyder hits this three-pointer, he will win the match, 20-19. If he misses it, it will come down to his five-pointer to win. His three-point question is in the category of Westerns. Westerns. For 3 points in the win. And your winner, Jeff the In Snyder. Snyder. The final score, Snyder 20 and Draco 19. That the miss of the 2 and the 3-pointer so costly for Mark and Draco. If he just would hit one of those, he would have forced Snyder to hit his 5. But he was not able to do that. Who knows if Snyder would have hit his 5-pointer or not. But the final score, Snyder 20 and Draco 19. Snyder could have gotten up to 25 if he did have the chance to hit his 5. Who knows? Maybe Snyder is right. Maybe in Draco isn't pulling his weight. But I do think, though, that that is a misplaced claim by Snyder. Granted, in Draco, I mean, they're both team champions. They've both gone to a singles championship match. In today's simulation, and Draco was the only one to get a perfect first round. So, Snyder does come out as the victor, though, 20-19. And that is it for today's doubleheader match. We had the Wildberry Civil War, the Odd Couple Civil War. So let me know what you thought of today's episode, and send in your suggestions. Let me know if you have a doubleheader live event card, or just any random match, any tournament, any kind of format, whatever you guys would like, let me know, and I will simulate it on the Fantasy Smowdown podcast. But that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next episode. Stay safe, everyone. Goodbye.